Hey, you guys, welcome back to another episode of Gals on the Go. It's Brooke
and Danielle in the same room.
I know, this is a big deal. So
I feel like so many people that listen don't realize that we don't record in the same room.
Like ever.
Like literally ever. She lives in Boston and I live in Georgia. And that's that. But today I am nestled on her comfy couch in Boston for the weekend.
Same. I'm sorry. I'm the only one with my Barefoot Dreams blanket right now.
Oh, yeah. I'm like using a pillow.
Wait, do you want one?
No, it's okay.
We're also really cozied up in our Don't Text hoodies right now.
No joke. We're literally both sitting. We're matching right now.
I know, because we just filmed some videos, too, for YouTube. Today was a content day.
A contentful day. Well, when we're together, we have to like get it all in.
We just bang it.
Bang it out. So we're both wearing the tan Don't Text hoodie, guys. It is incredible. Get your hands on them now. We have very limited stock, and people already started to buy them. So definitely hit them up.
Yeah. shop.podcast1.com/gals. You guys know the drill. We have some new stuff on there too. I know the beanies.
Crop tops. Crop tees. They're really, really
yeah,
cute.
Like they leggings are. And the stuff. The material is so soft.
So soft. So comfy. They're great to just like throw on with jeans or in sneakers or whatever. So they're great. So we definitely just released those. Go check them out. We love them so much.
Love. But we are so excited to be together today for the biggest announcement, probably since we started our podcast, I would say.
Yeah, because it's like the start of something like really exciting that we've always wanted to do. And we can finally be like, this is what we're doing.
We did. And it's something that has been like, like every freaking social media person, I have projects in the works.
Yeah.
Like, that's like the line of the century. But we've been waiting to announce it until it was like obviously officially ready. So I think the Atlanta gals and guys are going to be.
Yes.
Most excited.
So if you live, I mean, you don't have to live in Atlanta. But
no.
Atlanta. Anywhere near it, we are doing our first live show.
I get so excited, you guys. This is going to be on March 28th of this year, obviously.
Saturday, March 28th, 2020.
Big day for us. So it's going to be in the afternoon from 2:30 to 5. You do have to buy a ticket to secure your spot, but with every ticket, you guys will get to see. We're going to do a live show and there's a meetup included.
Yes, every person gets tickets to the live show and then a meetup afterwards if you choose to stay. And also there will be coffee. We're going to have a barista.
Yes.
Like, it's a very aesthetically pleasing venue too.
It is. I think that you guys are really going to enjoy it. It's super cute, photo friendly. Hopefully a great way for like gals and guys to like network and stuff too. Not necessarily like network, but like meet. You can meet other cool people.
It's going to be so much fun. Like this is the vibe we wanted. So that's why we waited so long to do it.
100%. And you guys can go to the show notes of this episode to buy it. Or I'm sure we're linking it on our Instagram stories today. Because it is an Eventbrite like link basically to go and buy the ticket.
Eventbrite's so easy. That's why we chose it, because it's the easiest way to buy tickets. You can mm-hmm. like add it to your calendar and it's just like so easy. And then the day of, you would just bring your ticket with like the QR code, I believe, is on.
You're
it.
So right.
And it's so perfect.
And I would definitely recommend, you know, send your friends the link and like buy them sooner than later, because we honestly don't. This is our first time doing something like this. We just don't know.
And the venue only holds under 200 people, so we can only sell that many tickets.
Exactly. So once they're gone, they're gone. And
I know, and that's so sad.
I know. And this is the first time, never been done before, completely unique.
Completely unique, never done before, absolutely
never the
amazing.
Same. Yeah.
Never the same, whatever.
But it actually is, we've never done anything like this before, us too. We've done meetups in the past, but this is going to be like a show portion plus the...
And it's going to be, like I said, good vibes. We're also going to be selling merch there.
True.
Another bonus to coming is... I'm bringing a lot of my friends. Mariah will be
in attendance.
Delaney yeah. will be there, my roommate. Ryan's coming, my boyfriend.
Wait, he is? I didn't know
Did
that.
Did I not tell you that?
No.
Oh, he's full on coming. He wants to see this so bad.
Oh my
so
God,
if you
want to
meet the Ryan, he will be there.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's like one of the reasons why I was like, we have to do it like on this day, because he wouldn't have been able to come with the other date.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
I know. He's going to be like the bodyguard. He's like, I can't wait to like see a meetup. So it's going to be so much fun. And just, it'll be great, because I feel like a lot of you guys either go to UGA or you live in Atlanta or suburbs of Atlanta. I already know people are going to come from outside of Atlanta.
Totally.
Like crazy, but I love it.
I know. You guys are so awesome. And in the meetups in the past, yeah, people do a little road trip like with your gals or whatever. And we purposely did it on a weekend so that you guys don't have to worry about hopefully
yeah.
or take off work early. We're giving you some time.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. It's not too early in the morning, you know. It's a good old 2:30 p.m. You get a
yeah.
little afternoon coffee. We'll all chat. We'll get to hang out. Music, merch, all the things. Like, I just think it's going to be, like, the best day ever.
I think so, too. I'm really excited. And buy your tickets, please.
Send us little screenshots of you buying
yeah.
them. Or DM us, because we're like, is no one going to come? We know you guys are going to come. But it's, like, terrifying. So.
It is. Especially when it's something totally new. Like, none of our friends on YouTube have ever done like a, you know, we buy a ticket to come to my live show.
Well, Pretty Basic did, right? Or did they?
Yeah, they I guess they did. But this is pretty, this is very new.
No, it is so new for us. It's never done before. No, we're really nervous. This is like a big step for us. And if this goes well, like there could be more cities in the future. 100%. So please pull through for us because we want to be able to travel around and do a Gals on the Go tour. That would be so fun. This is the first one. We thought Atlanta would be perfect. I'm so excited. Brooke's so excited. Like we're just so excited. It's literally in like a month, basically.
I know. A lot of you guys guessed it. Dude, when we were like announcing stuff, I've been seeing a lot of the comments. I'm sure you have too. Like live tour. And like there's no, this is just it for now. So if you're considering it, if you live in like Charlotte or whatever, like I would consider this is it for now.
Hopefully it'll go well though, where we can do more for sure. So we'll see.
Yes. Link in the show notes. And I think that's really it for the announcements. Merch, live show. I mean, this is really like, I'm just so happy and proud that we've, you know, built it up to this point and thankful. Honestly, I'm so thankful for the Podcast One team because they've been so supportive, I guess, like through this whole process of us deciding, I guess, to pursue something like this.
They've been so supportive and so awesome. Like, I'm just so thankful for our Podcast One family. They believe in everything. Like, we literally just hit them with this idea and we were like, hey, can we just like do this? And they're like, yeah, we got you. So it's
helping
awesome.
Us all the way through. So very excited. And I think with all of that, we should hop into our highlights and lowlights. What do you think?
Yes, I think so.
Highlights and
lowlights. So what's your lowlight, Danielle?
So my lowlight is, I actually have one this week. I mean, it's not like sad necessarily, but
I'm going to shed a tear.
I'm going to cry. It's just, I don't know. I just want to be real with you guys. And like, so as you guys know, I started spin instructing. It's been literally so much fun. And every time before I walk in that room to teach, I get so nervous and I'm like, oh, I'm going to mess up. And then I don't mess up and I'm so happy. And I didn't necessarily mess up this week because it is scary. Like when you're in that spin room and you're instructing, if you guys have been to a rhythmic spin class, you know, it's dark in there. There's lots going on. You're leading the class. You're counting in the beat drops. Like you're leading that pack. Mm-hmm. And if something goes wrong, you have to kind of figure out because everyone's on bikes. They're all like stationary, you know, like it's like an interesting vibe and you're supposed to like keep the flow of the class and everything. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what went through my mind. So I make all of my playlists beforehand and like I had like, oh, I knew how I wanted the class to go, whatever. And I don't know what came over me, but we're like doing like a hill song. It's like a heavy hill, you know, we're going and I'm like, I look at my computer and I'm like, oh, like that song shouldn't happen next. I just want to do arms next. But I had totally planned to do a sprint. Like, you know, like I was just like, oh, like it's going to be fine. I just delete the song. And it has to be a certain, the classes are 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. Like they have to be a certain amount of time. And so I cut a song out and then all of a sudden the class would have let out so early. So as the hill's ending, I'm like, oh my God, I just deleted that song and I need that song. Like that's part of the class. Like,
this class
will get out so early. People will be mad. You know, they come for a 45 minute, you know, class.
They'll be mad.
Not mad. But I know like, you mean you upset. Know what I mean? Yeah, like they like, paid oh, for the, darn. I'm like freaking out. So then I'm like, oh, sorry, Wednesday. Meanwhile, no one knew that I deleted the song. Like another song just started playing and I'm like freaking out.
Oh my God.
Somehow, thank God, Command Z saved my life because Command Z is like undoing an action and I didn't know that Command Z would work on Spotify.
I didn't know this.
It brought the song back and it played. But my friends were in the class and they were like, if you hadn't said sorry, I wouldn't have known you even messed up. And I was like, oh dang. But it was just like so scary. It's like a fight or flight thing. Like if I couldn't Command Z, I would have had to like go back. Like I'm on the bike with one hand on my computer and like I'm trying to like find the song in all my playlists and I'm like, I'll never find the song right now. Like my legs are going so fast. I'm like trying to Command Z. It just worked and the song played and everything was okay. But it was just like, it made me really thankful because like there could be so many things that could happen. Your mic could die, like so many things. And like, I'm glad that was what happened. We also have like backup mics, so it's like not a big deal, but like it was just crazy.
It's so crazy.
And I was like really shook up by it. Like after I was like driving home with Delaney, and she's like, you're like really shook up about that. I'm like, I know, because what if it didn't work? I don't know what I would have done.
Then you would have had to like add an extra song at the end or something. I don't even know what you would have done, right?
I really don't. And it was mostly stressful because our studio manager came. She hadn't come to my class since my first class ever. And I was like, I've improved so much. Like, please come.
Yeah.
And I was so proud. And I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. It was just like, so yeah, that's like my low light. If anything, it was more of like a scary thing.
Fight or flight.
Yeah, seriously. So yeah. What was yours? No,
I'm happy that you were able to figure it out. Honestly, that stresses me out, the whole idea of like being like, oh, like leading something and then messing up. I've always had this, I've like messed up public speaking before. I don't know if I've ever told you these stories. One time I like messed up the pledge in front of like a room full of like a lot of people.
Wait, like with KD?
No, like in high school. Like at like this like big thing. Yeah, I don't even know. I think I like skipped a line or something. Or yeah, it was literally the pledge, and I like messed up one time. So, anyways, I get that where it's like, it's not only that you mess up. It's like that you mess up in front of people, especially people you know. So I get that. It's,
yeah, it was just like
you're just overthinking it though. It doesn't seem like it's that big of a deal.
My friends were like, I wouldn't have known if you hadn't said sorry, and they always said that like in acting and like doing musicals and stuff, like no one knows what's supposed to happen except for you.
Yeah,
at the end of the day,
it's so true.
And if you're the one that says like sorry or oops, like that. But if I hadn't, I think it would have been fine. But it was just so scary the moment. I was so shook up by that. I like, you know, like after something like that happens, you're like, okay, just keep going, like forget that happened.
Yeah,
you're thinking about it the whole time.
Oh my gosh, you're such an overthinker.
I know. I wish it would stop overthinking. 2020,
we're working on it.
So
I think we are. You're getting a little looser with it.
Yeah, I know.
I try to inspire Danielle, you guys, because I'm over here like YOLO.
You do. I've been trying to be more like chill and more open and like real. Not that I'm not real, but I think sometimes I try to be more like, like if I'm like in a bad mood, I just won't say anything on social media about it. I don't lie.
And then I'm over here like, I'm over here like, you ruined my day.
Now you will die. No, but it definitely, Brooke has inspired me to be more open because I think a lot of people relate. And like there's times where
it's also
more.
Like life isn't sunshine and rainbows all the time. Like, let's be real. And not that, I mean, then I guess I take the opposite sometimes and I'm like, I'm having a really bad week. But it's like, it's reality. Like that's, you know.
Yeah.
And we're humans. We make mistakes. Like it would be, if you were, you would literally be a robot if you went out in there and taught your freaking spin class every time perfectly and had no kinks and were just like this master instructor after only doing it for a month. Like it doesn't, life doesn't work that way.
Yeah. So true.
Sis. Danielle Carolyn is not a robot.
Not perfect. Me post video. I'm not perfect.
My Lola, it's really nothing like crazy. It's just that after a weekend of fun like these, you know, whenever people are in town, like Danielle's in town obviously right now, and we've just been having a lot of fun, you know, socializing and just fun. And then I go back into, and I just know that it will come on Monday again,
honestly,
or even tomorrow night.
Stop sad boy hours.
No, well, also because then I think it goes from like being so, and then I'm around you and all of our friends, and like we'll talk more about all the stuff we've been doing in Boston, but then I'm like by myself again. I'm like, holy crap, like another week of sadness. Not actually, but like that's so dramatic.
No, you're so good about like always having something to look forward to though. It's like,
yeah, I try to.
It's so helpful.
Because if you don't, then you get into the cycle of like not actually saying this, but like I've done it before where it's like dark thoughts and you're like, oh my gosh, like I have nothing to live for, but you're like,
like you just,
there's nothing positive coming up, and it's like it's just weeks and weeks of this grind. And yeah, so I try to keep myself occupied with like seeing family and friends and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I get the same way. It's always like, Brooke always talks about like crying on the plane. I don't cry on the plane, but I get my feels like once I'm on the airport or on the plane and then I land and I'm in my car driving back to Athens, I'm like, okay, back to reality. Monday mornings are just rough in general too.
I get that. Honestly, Sunday nights are worse for me these days.
Yeah,
Monday I'm like up and I'm like ready to
you're right,
that's for me at least. I don't know, but usually I make myself a plan for Monday too. Like Monday is now like my like wing day or something.
The wing
Gretchen, we love you.
Yeah, well that's good. So it's not even a low light yet. It's like, oh, I think that's gonna be a low light.
Yeah, no, I just am literally predicting how it feels, and it's always like in the moment that I'm having such a good time, and like I just know Sunday night, then when I'm like, oh, I just had so much fun, and now I'm like sitting on my couch alone, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna, and that's living alone too and being more lonely in a city, I think. And now you see the structure of like my life and everything, and I have so many friends here, but like they don't live around the corner for me. Like, yeah, I can get in my car and drive there and be there in 15 minutes, sure, but like I can't, like I'm not walking to their apartment. Like,
yeah, no. I think I have had so much fun here, and everyone here is so awesome. I haven't even gotten to meet everyone that I think like you would want me to meet. Like, it's just like,
oh, totally.
Because like, we had to be kind of selfish today and block off like half of today to like do work stuff. You know, 'cause
the work. We were invited out tonight with some of my friend, like non social media friends, but it just,
I know that would have been fun.
We're just simply out of time.
Yeah. So, but what I was gonna say is, like I do, like I think especially when you move to New York, you're just gonna like, it's gonna even be better. Like this is so much fun and you're, and it's so awesome. But then when you move to New York, it's gonna be like, literally, there's something literally going on all the time. And like everything is kind of right around the corner because you can walk, you can subway. Whereas here, it's more of like a driver Uber situation.
Yeah.
So like, I feel like I'm just so excited for you. Thank so you just like live it up here for the last few months, you know?
That's what it, everyone keeps saying that. They're like, you might as well just keep like,
because you're going to miss parts about
it. I know. Oh my God. I totally
miss this apartment, guys. I'm obsessed with her apartment. Like it is so just happy and so nice.
It is in the morning. It's so nice. Danielle was like out here in the morning, like, because I have big windows.
I know. Brooke woke up and I like wasn't next to her. She's like, wait, is she okay? I was like stretching out in her living room, like drinking water and like
doing her little morning bit. No, but actually I totally know I'm gonna miss so much, obviously the space and everything. It's not even about missing Boston, it's just whatever. That's just the reality of living alone and like living a kind of like lonely-ish lifestyle these days, is that I just feel like I spend a lot of time by myself, or I'll like go to SoulCycle, but it's not like I interact with too many people. If I meet a subscriber, like a listener of the podcast, I'll chat with them, but I'm not over here like chatty to everybody, like, how's your day, Becky? Like, I just do my own thing. And then I go home and then I freaking watch Bachelor, and I guess Bachelor's on Monday. I get excited.
I'm so excited.
You know how it goes though. Whatever. It's all good though. That's my low light. Predictions.
Well, let's pivot. Obviously my highlight is being here. It's been so much fun.
It has been.
I literally was like so excited to come see everything here. And it's just when Brooke and I are together, my highlight, okay, obviously is like coming, but my highlight, my specific highlight is that whenever we're together, we just have so much fun.
We
like,
do.
We are never bored.
Never bored, never
there the is always some sort, like literally you said in your caption, it's like comedy. Like let the
it is.
Begin.
We just make
jokes about everything,
and we can make jokes about anything and just laugh about anything. We're always on the same page, which is really
nice.
Yes, it's very refreshing. I feel like we're both like, all right, time to eat, time to, you know, drink water.
Like she is. Brooke just knows me so well. I feel like I'm a very needy person when we travel. Like I either have to pee, I'm hungry, or I'm thirsty, or like it's real. It's true. It's okay. And it's just funny.
You're also like a very like immediate need person. Like
I am. It's
your
so
needs
bad.
All of a sudden like they peak and you're like, I'm so hungry. Like I'm, if I don't have food, I'm going to pass out. Not that you'd like,
no, it's, but it's weird. At that it level. Just yeah. Happens. Like I'll be like earlier today, you're like, do you want to eat soon? I'm like, probably in an hour. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh, I want you to leave right now. Like we need to eat right now.
Yeah.
It's just funny. But, I was gonna say, oh, but Brooke, we were just like walking and she was like, do you want to get like a coffee? Like I know you probably want like a croissant or something. And I was like, I do.
Yeah,
it's just like little things. Like last night we were out and we both were like kind of low key tired, but I think
it was late though. It was like 12:30. Give us credit.
No, it was 12:30, and we had started at 8 technically.
Yeah, we met them at dinner at 8, and we were like, it was like a drinking dinner. It was like
it was like a lot, and it was so much fun. But like and I had traveled, and she woke up.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, we also want to say a special thank you to Living Proof.
Yes, that was my other. We went to Living Proof HQ.
I didn't know that they were based out of Boston. So they're a hair company, and we just learned so much about the brand and like the science behind it. I was like so shook. The
it
lab
was so cool. They literally test everything in house. So they'll be like, they have like a testing hair salon. So they'll be like, oh, we don't like this. They take it back to the lab. They bring it back in like an hour, and then they retest it.
And people like volunteer to get their hair done by them basically. And like they test, you know, competitor products. Like they were telling us everything. I was like, it's so interesting.
I love that they actually care about what people think about their products too.
Me too. To see like the differences and how they can improve and whatever. They're so results driven too. Like they're not just like, it smells good. Like it's actually how it works on your hair, which is so cool.
Yeah, it was so fun. And they gave us blowouts while we were there, which was and a little scalp massage. I don't know if you got
I did. I got a little neck guy.
It was so important. I was like, wow, this is amazing. So shout out to them. They were awesome. The whole Living Proof team. It was such a cool vibe. And I don't know. It was just really cool that they invited us in. Kayla.
The best. And I would definitely recommend their, we love their dry shampoo. So
yeah, their dry shampoo is great. And I love the humidity shield. This is not sponsored, by the way.
No.
Just like love the brand.
No, I'm so thankful that they invite us in. Cause honestly, there's like really cool stuff to do in Boston, but not many like corporate offices are here versus like, I feel like when we go to New York or LA, it's like, you know, come by and see the brand, but you don't really get to do, I don't really do much of that in
Boston. Yeah, they just like reached out to us and they saw that we were going to be here and it was perfect.
Gals.
Your highlights also just...
Yeah, mine was just also this weekend, and also just our big dinner yesterday. It was like all of our, you know, YouTube pals in town. So Arlen, Gretchen, Maggie, Emma. Molly was going to come but could not make it. Who else?
Natalie.
You, me, Natalie. Natalie's in town too. Yeah. So it's just great to see everyone. I don't get to see everyone all the time, especially in one place. So great to see all
that. It was so fun. It's so funny that whenever like food comes out, we all pull out our vlog cameras.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny.
It was good to see them all.
And then we got brunch today with Arlen. Just like it's just been really. And tomorrow we're going to SoulCycle with Gretchen. Like we just have a good little schedule.
I am so excited to go to SoulCycle with Gretchen and you. Well, I finally got to go with you.
Yeah.
But I'm so excited to spin with Gretchen because she's like spin. Like she's like OG spin queen. Like she's been spinning forever. I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
I like dabbled in it, but I never really fully spun until like I had one super close to me in Athens. So I'm just so excited to like for all, and we're all riding front row.
I know.
It's Brooke's second time or third time now.
Well, do you count sidebar as front row?
Sidebar, sometimes Delaney and I are like, I'd rather front row than sidebar because sidebar, everyone watches you.
Well, yeah. So I guess I did sidebar once and then front row once. And then
Sidebar, like closer to the people.
Yeah, I wasn't closer to the people. Gretchen
okay,
was
then
closer
I
to the people.
Think that's,
yeah.
Not really.
Okay. So I did the front row that one time. Whatever.
Proud of
I'm
you.
Excited to do it again. I realized that not everybody's, that's another thing like I dealt with. I guess that could have been my highlight too, is that I rode front row, which isn't that big of a deal. I realized
no,
I said it in my vlog.
And deal.
I mean, thank you. People are like, why are you intimidated? And I just see it as like when I started going, I remember looking at the people in the front row like, wow, those girls are so fit and like they know what to do and whatever. And yeah. I'm not perfect by any means, but I just realized that like it's your ride. You're paying to be there. Like if you're good enough, like if you think in your head you're good enough, like you can go in the front row. Who cares? Yeah.
No one's ever really watching. So what I was saying about sidebar, but like people can see you if that makes sense. Like inside.
Yes.
Like,
yeah. I know
inside,
what you mean.
But I'm never actively watching absolutely anybody else.
Yeah, if anything, I would look at the podium because they're the people.
Yeah, and you're seeing the instructor. Unless I'm like, what's going on? I have to look at someone else to see
what
the rhythm is or
I
if
got
I
that.
Miss the cue.
But yeah, I would never look at someone else and be like, wow, they're not good enough to be in the front row. Like, well, you would never think that.
It's,
yeah.
You're just having fun.
It's just in my head I think that. I'm like, or I think that about myself, but that's like self-doubt and we're not doing that this year, so.
I love that.
Getting out of our comfort zones. Yeah, but it's just been a really good time seeing everyone and a jam-packed weekend of fun, truly. And you being here, obviously. I wish that we lived in the same city.
I do, too. I feel like it'll happen. I'm not too worried.
No,
at some point,
me neither.
I just know it.
My God.
I know. We did live in the same city, I guess. It's weird, though, because, like, we just had such different, like, I feel like we didn't hang out a lot. Now it's because... Like, we would record every week, and then we saw each other, but we were in different years.
And we would see chapter, and then whenever we would go out and stuff, but it wasn't, like...
Like, we didn't go the same, like, we didn't go to same events and stuff because it was, like, different age groups.
And 2 years apart in college is a lot in college.
It's a lot.
Because we were just a different... When you were a freshman, I was, you know, a junior. That's pretty different points in college.
Yeah. I remember there's times where, like, you had this class... You had some class like during a time that I was home, and so you'd come over after class and bring Starbucks.
Yeah, I remember that.
Or, like, we'd do conference calls together. We always hung out whenever we could. But I feel like post grad, if we were like living in the same city, like
watch out
world.
I know, because school definitely is. It's a positive distraction, but it's like
it's like we had to focus on.
Yeah,
that.
It's that's
so hard.
And I feel like we both did a really good job of like living our own lives in college because even though we were in the same city and like. It was so great.
Like, oh, they're always together. Like,
no.
I think it wasn't like that at all, actually.
Absolutely not. I think it was good.
But yeah, should we get into the things we're loving right now? Our current favorites?
Current faves.
These are a few of my favorite things. Don't mess up all of my favorite things.
What are you loving? I'm very interested.
You're going to not be surprised, probably. So... Whenever I pick this category, I'm like, okay, like, what is something I've been wearing, loving recently in the last, like, week? I try to make it pretty recent.
Ooh.
And it's these shoes I've been wearing all weekend. The
ROC
Rock Boots from Rock Boots Australia. I got them off of Princess Polly. I got them inspired by Brooke. I thought they were the same ones Brooke has, but they're a little bit taller, which I like, though, because
they're
shorter. They're, like, platform black. Honestly, like, kind of combat boots, right?
They are. I think that's why we like them because they're so in right now.
They're in, and yeah. I like them because they're not like the bulky combat
boots.
Like make your legs look so good.
They're actually really slimming on the leg, I will say.
So slimming with our like faux leather leggings. Oh, it's such a combo. Oh, they're so cute and they're so comfy. And I wore them all day today to brunch to Newbury Street, walking up and down. There was like at one point, Brooke and I were like, oh.
Towards the end. But we were, that was like miles of walking though. Like we walked all morning, so.
And that's like a good tell. I can't wear heels if they're not comfortable. Like I can't do it. I'm a big booty gal.
Mm-hmm. Big booty.
Big booty gal.
Big booty gal.
But yeah, they've been a favorite of mine and they're on Princess Polly right now. So check them out.
Yeah. I'm big fan of those as well.
Yes.
And I feel like they go so well with everything. I wore them with like shorts in LA and I was like, honestly, I'm into this vibe. Yeah.
Oh, was that with the leather jacket?
Yes.
I like an that edgier outfit. Look.
Thank you. Yeah. They are like a good combat boot because I feel like combat boots are really trendy right now. And it's like, I'm not going to do the full on combat boot, but like I'll do those boots. You know,
Yeah. Combat boots are like Steve Madden combat boots from like middle school.
I know. I'm a little triggered from like my bad outfits when I used to
Tumblr.
Wear them.
I would get,
think
like, the studded ones.
They are cool. I just am a little triggered from the bad memories.
Yeah. It's just like, that's like too close to home.
It is. My favorite right now is, you're going to laugh, my gold hoops here. Because I've been wearing them like all weekend. They're from the brand.
They're so cute.
Aurate. I'm pretty sure that's how you pronounce it. Is it?
I don't know.
It's Aurate. It's A-U-R-A-T-E. I love them. These are the gold infinity hoops. I honestly, I'm not going to lie, I saw Gretchen wearing them and I was inspired. And I saw them on the website and I was like, oh, you know, these are the ones that I like or whatever. And I couldn't remember who I saw them on. And then I remember I saw Gretchen wearing them and I was like,
yeah, last
oh, she's
night,
the
you
one.
Both were like, oh my God.
I know. I love them. They have like little, what would you describe these as? Like little
like
divots?
Ridges.
That's them. So they're not just
they're
like
so
a,
cute.
But they're the perfect size of a gold hoop, I would say, like an inch.
And I like how they don't go all the way around.
Yes, they have the little opening.
They're the perfect size. They just look so good on your ears. That sounds really weird.
Oh, thank you.
But they're so flattering. And then Gretchen had them on too. So cute.
Yeah, they're not too big. You know, you guys know me. If you know me, I don't really wear like earrings. It's not really my thing. Or if I do,
recently you have been in the last like
I guess
year
so.
Maybe.
Yeah, they just have to be small.
Yeah.
So these are definitely the perfect size, and they're like really nice quality and everything. So
they're so cute.
Yeah, big fan.
I want some.
It's like a company that's very similar to like a Mejuri or like anything like that.
I
it's
love
like
those.
Just one of those like newer, like trendier jewelry companies. Who would have thought? I'm also not a huge like jewelry gal, but I guess that's.
You're wearing.
I mean, I wear
so
a lot of bracelets.
What?
I wear a lot of bracelets.
No, I disagree with that statement. You wear so much jewelry.
Okay, but I wear the same jewelry
day. Same.
I feel like you're good about switching up your necklace.
I literally wear this necklace every
day. The 1998. And
I
you just add. Okay.
I add ones, but yeah. Yeah, I do. I switch it up sometimes. I switch up the earring. Like, well, I just do different hoops. And then I guess I have a couple, two piercings. You just have the one, right?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know.
Not on brand.
I know. Yeah, I always forget. And then, no, but you wear a lot of bracelets. That's what it is.
Yeah,
and rings. We are similar.
Yeah.
You like the dangles. You like.
I don't mind the noise. Like, people are like, isn't that annoying to you? I'm like, no. What are you talking about? Like,
it's hard. It annoys me in spin.
I just don't even think about it.
That's good. You're just in there for the ride.
I'm just in there for the experience. I'm honestly more worried about my sweaty hair that's probably flinging on my neighbors. Do you ever think about that? I think
no.
about that. Oh, I don't know why. That's nice.
There's sweat flying everywhere at the end of the day.
Personal problem.
That's really funny. So this week we wanted to do an advice episode because we love these. We love a good late night. It's a little late night. We're recording at 10:49 p.m.
This is a late night.
I like it.
Same. It's a good... It's not like crazy late. I feel like some of these ones we've recorded super late and we just get absolutely delusional. I feel like we're a little sound.
I started delusional, but I kind of got out of it as we started recording. So that's good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we thought it'd be fun because we've done a lot of themed ones recently. So we thought it'd be fun to do like an advice episode. Again, we are not professionals by any means.
Mm-mm.
We have you guys send us your little... life issues or whatever. That's a little life issue, not like that.
No,
like debacles.
Yeah, and we said that you guys can always slide into our DMs with like a bigger paragraph or whatever, but we put a questions thing on our story, which is just at Gals on the Go podcast. Emma, our creative director, has been crushing it with like keeping this Instagram just looking so aesthetic, so go follow.
Wait, oh my god, Rock Boots just tagged us in this photo. That's so funny. We're both wearing the Rock Boots.
Oh my god.
That's so funny. Sorry, distraction.
Wow, we're so on brand.
Yeah, shout out to Emma. She's literally the best. Like, I don't know what we'd do without her. Like, actually, I don't know what our social media would be like without her. She's the best.
Yeah, and she just keeps our Instagram looking like super cute and so many quotes and everything. I know you guys love our Instagram, but anyways.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll just go through here, pull out some that are sticking out to us. And yeah, it's so funny because we asked for advice and I feel like so many of these are big sis advice. I like that.
Yeah.
So many of these are just general questions, but I mean, like that's all.
Oh, there are. Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you deal with roommate issues in college? That's like, it's awkward as heck because you don't want to like be too mean. Cause like you literally live with them. You don't want to like make it awkward.
Yeah. We had a little, I mean, I'll just get a little open here. We had a little tiff our senior year.
Oh my God.
Yeah. With a roommate, and it was really uncomfortable cause we had five girls in our house, and it was, you know, like four of us collectively agreed like that there was one, and it wasn't even necessarily her doing something wrong, but it was like something that had to do with her was wrong. Essentially, I don't want to like completely give it away, but yeah, whatever. Yeah. And honestly, the best way to do it is confrontation. It sucks. I never wanted to be the one to say it, but like it had to be addressed, and it kind of whoever, I think it was like Mariah ended up saying something or whatever. And it had to be like a, hey, we've all kind of like had a conversation that like, this is a problem. Like maybe here are some solutions that we can do to fix it. And it's awkward. And like, it gives you character. Confrontation in any form is awkward, but I think that airing out the issues on the table versus, like we said before, you know, being when you hold in issues, it just gets way more hostile, and then like you're gonna have a big blow up at some point. It's gonna not end well. So
yeah, it's better to be as upfront as possible, and it's hard sometimes. I haven't really had anything like that. If there ever was something, it was like one of us said something. Or, like, sometimes it's easier. I know this is, like, so immature of me to say, but, like, sometimes it's easier if, like, just to text them. Like, if you're, like, not home, be like, oh, hey, like, I noticed this right before I left. Like, could that be fixed or something?
We've done that, yeah.
It makes it a little easier.
Or it's honestly easier to blame it on something else. Like, hey, like, I'm not sure if you know, but, like, my dad's coming into town. Like, I was wondering if you could, like, handle this because, like, I know he's coming. And, like, which I guess it's not, that's more of, like, a temporary fix, but that's always an issue if it's, like, a cleanliness issue or something.
And I think also, like, this is like not the golden rule. Well, it's kind of like the golden rule, like treat others the way you want to be treated. Like sometimes, like if I'm in my room, like I play music a lot, like I'm always listening to music or something, and so I'll like text Delaney or I'll like try and yell like, hey, like is this music too loud? Like
that's smart,
trying to be like, because like
aware of it. Yeah,
because I wouldn't, like if it was too loud for her, like I'll tell her, or I want her to like be aware, if that makes sense. So it's kind of like doing your actions, like do things that you want your roommate to do for
100%.
You, because then they're like, oh, she did that for me. Like I'll do it. Like I'll notice sometimes Delaney unloaded the dishwasher. So that night I'm like, okay, I'm loading it, or like just
100%.
So by you kind of doing actions that helps, but it does get awkward. But like Brooke said, the end of the day, you just gotta be honest. Like my freshman year, like if there was issues, like I kept bottling it up and finally it just came all out. And I was like, that's just stupid of me to do. Like you just gotta.
And it's never like that big of a deal.
No.
That's the thing. It's always something. So it's like, hey, you know, we got to take out the trash. Like I've taken out the trash the last five times or whatever it is. It's like, it could be, that's such a small inconvenient thing. But it's
what
like,
was the thing that your roommates always got on you about? Was it the trash? I remember something Mariah and Maddie would always.
Oh, the dishes.
The dishes.
Oh, because I would just put them in the sink and I wouldn't even put them in the dishwasher. They were like, oh my God, Brooke, what? And then we got to the point where I was just like, you know what? Like, and then I would chip in and like help cook or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like we all tried to like do our part, which it definitely wasn't perfect. We didn't like do a chore chart or anything ridiculous, but like, you know, we tried to like mentally. Yeah. They do.
I guess if it makes it easier if people are just awkward, and like, most of my friendships and relationships in my life, like how we do it, like it's always like, oh, like it'll even out.
That's
like
how I feel. Yeah.
I prefer that.
Danielle and I are that way. Like, I'll get your coffee. Like, just don't even, you know.
Yeah. Like
it's, I'm sure that in the next trip you'll get me a coffee, you know, and not really too worried about it.
Yeah.
We get each other back.
It's just not a big deal and it makes everything easier.
I had another comment about the roommate thing too.
Oh yeah.
No, because I liked where you were going with that. I also think asking, there's a lot of problems that stem from like borrowing clothes or just going in people's rooms and stuff. We had a lot of issues with like people staying over, and people would be like, hey, like I just had so-and-so like stay over and like he slept in your room. Hope it's cool. It's like, no, you should ask before, not after.
Oh
don't,
my God,
don't ask
pissed.
For forgiveness. Yeah. And I think people like just shake it off. Like it's college. Like I don't care. Like you can sleep in my friend's room, or like I could borrow my friend's shirt without asking. Like she's my friend. And it's like, just just do the right thing and ask before, because you never know. People are weird about their stuff. People are weird about their room. I mean, I don't personally love when people sleep in my room when I'm not there. You know, whatever. Oh, weird stuff happens. I don't know. So I would say it's always better to ask beforehand than to ask for forgiveness, because, or just let someone, let people know in general what's going on, you know?
Yeah, I think when you have a roommate, it's just better to be, not be extra careful, because you don't want to be like tiptoeing around, but it's better to just ask and be super upfront about everything, because then they can't get mad at you later on because like you asked them or whatever it may be. Or like this coming weekend, we have our parents' weekend. I told Delaney, I don't know if my brother's coming, but he might want to stay with me. And she's like, that's completely fine. Like, thank you for telling me, or what, you know, like
telling them and asking in advance is better than.
Yeah. Or like,
because then it gives her the option to say no. Not that she would say no to your brother, but like asking, hey, I have a friend coming. Is it cool if he crashes in your room? I'll like wash your bed and like make your sheets or whatever. And then I could say, honestly, I don't feel comfortable having a guy in my room. You know what I mean? It could be something as simple as that.
No.
And then you say it before it happens.
Exactly. And there's been times, Lizzie coming for size. There's been times when like, I don't know, Ryan was coming over for a couple hours and I'm glad I like told her before, obviously, like, hey, because it's the guy like coming into the apartment. She's like, oh, thanks for telling me. Like, I'm just gonna close the door. Like, I'm walking around without pants on, you know, like just like random stuff like that.
No, but it's like, that's great good. That you're that's telling good. Her, because what if he just swung open the door and it's like,
I would have been pissed at her if she didn't tell me. So very important.
I think that's a good, it's so funny how there's like such commonalities. Like, even though I lived in like a house with so many people, I feel like, and you just have one roommate, it's like still just the same rules apply.
Oh my God. Yeah, I know. It's like no matter how old you are and where you are and who you're with, it's the same.
No way. I just always ask my roommate for approval now.
Wow. A lot of people are asking about roommate arguments.
Really? I've never had it like blow up to the point of whatever, but I also, like I said, I've never been like the vocal roommate. I don't know, but I guess you've only had like smaller sets, but we've never had it. We never had like big tiffs, but if it got to a certain point, like I would be like, I'm on this side, but like, I'm not getting involved, you know?
I know for a fact I would not do well in a house of five girls.
Yeah.
I would get so annoyed. So annoyed.
There's just so much more that has to be done. Like, when you take out the trash in that situation, if you don't take out the trash on a Wednesday, then like you have to put out the garbage can on the street. And if you don't, then they don't pick up your trash for the week. And then your trash bin is overflowing. And like, what do you do then? Then you have to like, then we were like bringing it to my friend's boyfriend's house and like doing, you know what I mean? Cause you have to figure out ways around it. Yeah. And it's like, I remember when I had to get my boxes disposed, it was just like, oh my gosh, whatever. So you have to be a team player.
Advice for toxic friends.
Oh,
Brooke and I have been pretty lucky throughout the years. We've talked about this recently. Like, we haven't had many experiences with like toxic friends, and I'll let Brooke kind of take this one away for the most part. My one little take on it is I've had a couple friendships in my life where they weren't toxic. Like, I've never had a really bad friendship, but there was some that I was like, this sounds bad, but I wasn't benefiting anything from being around them, and they weren't probably benefiting much from me. It was very like, we felt like we had to be friends or whatever it may be. And I like never, I would like leave that friendship or like leave that time hanging out with them not in a good mood and like feeling negative and feeling very down. And I feel like that's like an easy tell. And I think sometimes people feel like, oh, but I feel like she's in my friend group and I feel like I have to hang out with her. Just if you're in a group setting, I feel like there's sometimes times where you're just going to have to kind of cooperate.
Yeah.
Right. But I think it's very normal to just kind of wean off and like, you don't have to like always ask them to hang out. Like, and they'll just get the message. And like, if it's not a good vibe, I feel like they should get the vibe too. And like, if they're not and they're trying to like attack you, just be like, I'm busy. Like, I'm studying. I've been lots going on. Make an excuse about it. That's my take.
I like that. I agree. I haven't had, honestly, I don't think I've had any toxic friendships. Keyword there, because,
but it's like after thing or like, sorry, keep talking.
No, you're good. I think also the word toxic is thrown around a lot. I know that everybody says this. And honestly, I do believe in the theory, like, you could be toxic for, like, in someone else's eyes, like, you could appear, you know what I mean?
I see what you're saying.
Like, I'm not out here, like, I'm a good person. Like, maybe I've been a toxic person in other people's lives. I don't know. You never know.
Yeah.
I'm not out here claiming to be perfect. I mean, obviously that's a strong word, but whatever. But I've had toxic relationships. Thinking of one situation that I had, I was not dating this guy, but just like very extremely, now looking back, extremely, extremely toxic, like follows all of the signs of like victim blaming,
gaslighting.
And like gaslighting. Yeah. Like, not victim blaming. What's the word? It's like when you approach them with something and you're like, hey, like I heard this thing, and somehow they make you feel like you're the idiot for asking.
Is that patronizing? No, I don't know. They made that video on Twitter of like Victoria F doing it, all the steps.
Yes.
I'm not really sure, but yeah.
The biggest tip I have with this is that if other people in your life are identifying this behavior, like I remember I would share, you know, what was happening in my life with my friends and whatever. And people would be like, Brooke, you need to get out of this situation. Like, this is an extremely unhealthy situation. And I think that if other people are identifying it, you gotta skirt.
Yeah. And it's always hard though.
It's so hard in the moment.
It's so hard because your friends can tell you so much, but it's not until you realize it.
Yeah.
That you really want to make an action on it. And that's so hard.
And then you create these scenarios in your head where I'm over here like, but Danielle doesn't know the full story. Danielle doesn't know how he treated me last week. You know what I mean? And like, he was so good to me that one time. And it's like, you create these scenarios in your head. And I think that's where it gets like you romanticizing it, I guess.
Oh, I did that in high school with this boy that I was like obsessed with. And he was not a good person. Like even when I was in college and I was single and he would reach out to me when I was home, I'd be like, oh my God. But like literally no, like it's just like once you have that flash of like, wow, like they just did this one thing one time. They're probably talking to 10 other girls. Like it's like, wow, it hits you real fast.
I think so too. Yeah. And I would say, yeah, I think it takes realizing it, like stepping back from the situation to realize it. Because when you're in it, I get it. Trust me, I get it.
Love is blind.
Love is blind. Oh my God. It's hard to get out of it though. It's hard to dig yourself out of it and be like, I deserve better or whatever in the moment, because you see the one flash of hope and you're like, I see it though. And they suck you back in because they emotionally like manipulate you.
Yeah.
And they suck you back in and it's like, it makes me like sick to my stomach that people like this exist.
Sometimes I'm like, do they know they're doing it though? Like sometimes I'm like, do they even know they're doing
it? I think so. I think some people do. And I guess not everybody, because I do believe that, you know, it's a reflection of their mental health state and everything too. Yeah. So like, you never know, I guess, everything, but
that's true.
I mean, the biggest advice for toxicity is the only way to like move on from it is literally to completely cut them off. Like you can't, and it can't be like I'll just see them once a month. Like they gotta go.
Yeah. They gotta go.
Would you agree?
I love
with that?
It. I agree 100%. And I'm so happy you're saying all this, cause I'm going to tell you that later on. When I see Twitter fingers, I'm like, Brooke.
No, it's easier said than done though. Trust me, you guys, I sit here and I'm like, yeah. And then I'm like dealing with my stuff like later validation. This week. Yeah.
I get it completely. So take that for what you will.
Mm-hmm.
Someone says, should I tell the guy I like him?
Okay, I think it's so situational. Like, are you friends with this person? Is it like out of the blue random? Are you guys flirty? You know what I mean? I feel like there's so many questions I have with this.
So my opinion's, I think, unpopular.
You're gonna say no?
No, I'm gonna say yes.
Oh.
I am such like what if like it's scary and people get scared. I've kind of always been that way throughout my life. I've always kind of like told someone if I was interested in them or not, and like they might not, you know, give it back exactly how you wanted it, or might not. But like, if they're a good person, they're not gonna be like mean about it. I think it is hard when it's like a best friend. I don't know how to do it in that situation, because it's like you don't want to lose that best friend. But if it's someone you just kind of been hanging out with and you're like, oh, like maybe just like send a winky face or like send a smiley, like be a little bit more flirty, like on Snapchat or whatever.
You don't have to be out front like I like you. Like it doesn't have to be like that completely up front, but maybe like slowly ease. I don't know. I mean,
no, exactly.
I get it. I understand the confession thing, but at the same time, like that's hard for a lot of people.
No, I'm not saying be like, oh my God, I like you a lot.
By the way,
do you like me back? Like, no. Like, do you like me back? Oh my God, middle school.
Yeah.
Not like that, but I think like some people just get so scared. Like, oh, like I'll just send him a face on Snapchat. Like, I'm like, no, like say like, what are you up to? Or like if you're out and they're not like, wish you were out. Like just like little stuff like that.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Oh, I do like that, Danielle.
Thank you.
I mean, always asking to hang one-on-one is good.
Because then that's a tell, and like it kind of sucks if they like don't want to, and you can try a couple times. But I think it's more important to like show, because they might be too scared. And if they don't like you back, like, sorry, but I think it's better to try.
I definitely like that. It's worth putting it out there. And
it's scary. Everything we're talking about today is scary as heck. But
it's so much easier said than done. But living with that, that's the worst feeling afterwards. And I've had that actually afterwards, where I'm like, I should have just said my feelings up front, because who knows where my relationship with that person could be today. Whatever. You get it.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. Most difficult body image moment, how you got through it.
Oh my God.
I think mine still is, always has been, but it's gotten better, have been my thighs, in particular my legs, but my thighs. I'm shorter, I'm 5'3", and I danced my whole life, and from that, I got, I mean, who knows what it's from, but I always had, like, bigger thighs, like, more muscular thighs, and then with spin, it definitely, like, tones, anyways, whatever. I was always very self-conscious, I didn't like to be in bathing suits, like, I still don't feel like 100% in a bathing suit. Like, I don't think a lot of people do, but I would always wear like shorts. So like you couldn't see my thighs completely or whatever, maybe like with my bathing suits. And it's still something like I look in the mirror and I'm like, oh, like I really am happy with my body and like how far it's come, like from doing spin and everything, but there's still my legs are just how it is. But I've always go back to the idea of like, I look at my mom and she has very similar legs. Like it's very like, it's from like my jeans, my literal jeans, like it's yes. body type.
It's not even your dancing growing up, dude. Like it's literally your, it's in your genetic code though.
Yeah.
And you look great, by the way. It's not like, it's, but no, seriously. Cause I look at my mom's body and it's where my,
it's similar. You guys do have similar body types and it's yeah. like, you can get down on yourself. Like, do I need to be doing something different? But like, this kind of sucks, but reality hits and it's like, this is just how I'm built.
Yeah. At the end of the day, like you might carry your weight in different places and that's how everybody works. Some people, you know, for me, my thing is my stomach. And I've always carried my weight in my stomach, which I know a lot of females do, I guess.
I feel like so many of my friends, theirs is their stomach.
Yeah. Which is so interesting because I feel like you just have the flat as a board stomach.
But see, but then I'm thinking about it. Everyone's got their thing, though.
It's so true. Yeah, I get that. And it's like, but I feel that, though, because I'll wake up and be like, oh my god, I feel so good, and literally have one thing to eat and I'm like, never mind, okay. And it sucks. And I honestly had a really bad, I didn't talk about this even on the pod, but I had a bad moment with it like a few weeks ago right after I got back from LA, because I was feeling so confident with my legs toned up so much from spin, I feel
yes.
like, and my arms even from the arms, but I feel like I don't see any results in my stomach. And I was just like standing there in the mirror, like criticizing myself, like, Brooke, how could, and I know every girl does this and every girl, you know,
no, but you gotta talk about it.
Yeah. And I was just having this moment, but I was like neglecting how far I've come in other areas. And I know that I have come far in my stomach too, though, because I'll put on jeans and be like, these are looser than last time. But at the same time, I'm like still focusing on the bad and not the good.
Yeah.
And I think everybody does that.
Yeah. And like, we don't mean to talk about any of this in a negative way. This is like all personal things.
No, no. Yeah. And I think like, it's important to open up and be like, very much so struggle too. Yeah.
I think that's a good point that Brooke made. It's just like, focus on like your wins, focus on the great things. And like, it all goes back to like at the end of the day, like you have your body, you have yourself, and that's it.
Yeah.
You really cannot think about it. And I know this is like bad, but sometimes I'll just remember that like maybe there's someone I aspire to look like. There, a lot of times those girls aren't happy or like they have something else that they're self-conscious about that like I am not self-conscious about, vice versa. Like everyone's got their thing. Like maybe they're not happy mentally, but like I'm so happy with my life and I'm so thankful.
So
and,
true.
And if that's, you know, whatever it is. And so I think it's so important to bring yourself back and be like, this is who I am. And you really have to learn to love it. Now that doesn't mean you can't work towards it. Like for me, I think both of us actively knowing that we're working out and doing good for our body makes us feel good.
Oh yeah.
And you look at the mirror differently.
It's way more mental. I also think that you are your own worst critic. Always. 10
always.
Out of 10. That's what I'm saying. I look in the mirror. I'm like, oh my God, this one part of my body is so bad. And then I put on clothes and you know, people are like, you look fantastic today, Brooke. And it's like, what? Why am I my own worst critic? It's sick that this is our body and this is our permanent home, yet we're the ones that are the hardest. It doesn't make sense to
it's
me.
So freaky to me because whenever I don't put heat on my hair and I kind of like let it be more wavy, I mean sometimes it's like a mess, but sometimes like it looks okay, but those are the days I feel so not confident. I just don't like my hair when it's just natural. Mm-hmm. And I get so many compliments on those days sometimes and I'm like, what? But it's just so crazy because people look at people you differently. Or like
so
Maggie and I last night at dinner, we were talking and I was like, yeah, I'm like breaking out right now. She's like, Danielle, I mean this when I say this. Like, I was watching your vlog the other day and I just think you have the most beautiful skin. Like, I wish I had your skin. I'm like, what? Like, I think you have great skin. Like, it's just like when you sit down and talk to someone about it, it's crazy. So
it's
if you
so
just
crazy.
Remind yourself of conversations like that, be like, oh, we're chill. Like, it's fine.
The perspectives are so, like, people look at you so differently than you look at yourself in a good way.
In a good way. And everyone
you
thinks
see yourself.
The
have you ever seen that thing that you see yourself like 10 times worse than other people see you or something? I've seen that. It's like a thing on Twitter and it's like some sort of like psychology fact, how you see yourself as worse than you actually are to other people.
I mean, I believe it wholeheartedly. Yeah.
So just know that you're being too hard on yourself. I know it's easier said than done. And like, this is so like, I'm not trying to trigger anybody or whatever. Like,
I know,
your issues,
really not.
No, your issues are so valid. And like, I don't think Danielle and I, knock on wood, like, so grateful. Like, we've never struggled with any severe eating disorders or anything like that. Like, we've been really lucky to have, I would say, just the standard amount of, you know,
how we feel. Like, yeah, it's,
I would say it's comparable to other people. It's, we feel average, you know, good days, bad days. I think every girl and guy, I know guys have it too. It's just insecurities. It's not
guys
anything
have it,
triggering.
Guys have it harder because like I've had my guy friends tell me before, like, Danielle, like I get a pimple, I can't cover it.
True.
Like true. That sucks if you're a guy. I mean, not that you can't, you can put on makeup, like whatever, but I, you know, a lot of my
most of them don't own makeup.
Yeah, they're not gonna put on makeup because then their guy friends will make fun of them for that, but then they feel really self-conscious about their acne. Or I have guy friends that feel like
they're not big enough or whatever. Yeah, it's a whole different,
it's so funny because
standard.
Like, I want to be small, and then guys are like, I want to be big. It's just so funny.
It is.
And it shouldn't be like that. Like Marilyn Monroe was like the hot commodity.
I know.
And I still think she is beautiful, and many guys to this day still think she's beautiful, and many guys love big thighs. I don't care. Many guys love, like, they don't care what people look like. They don't care. And like, that is something that we just have to like remember. And it's also like, we don't need other people to validate us. It's like, if you are confident in yourself and you're rocking your body and you're happy, like, it is crazy how people perceive you differently.
You're so right. You're
so
right.
It's so crazy. I'm getting the chills.
No, it actually is. Because I look at those people and I'm like, wow, they are so, have their life together. It doesn't matter what size you are, what the heck you even look like. If you're out there owning your life, like, it's incredible.
Yeah, we live in a society now where like that's just like not how it should be, and like,
and it's
so many,
not,
and it's not, and it's not how it is. Oh well, I know what you, I feel like there's two sides of society right now. There's one side that's like love yourself, like, you know,
true.
How so many companies like Arian are like doing like
yes, no Photoshop, whatever.
Yeah, but then there is like another one, it's like, oh my god, I feel like I have to. But we all want to feel like we can do whatever we want, but we feel pressured from like the from the photoshopped photos.
I would agree with
but
that.
But there's two sides. Like, I feel like half of us are like, let's be who you want. And the other half is like, oh my god, I have to be a certain way.
Yeah, but that's why I think everybody has to, you know, be conscious of who you surround yourself with, who you follow. Like, what, you know, are you surrounding yourself with people all day long? Because I've, you know, I've heard people who are friends with those people that all they can do is talk about what they look like and what they're doing to look a certain way. And it's all about looks, looks, looks. And it's like, I don't want to be friends with those people. There's so much more to a person than what the heck they look like. I'm sorry.
I agree.
It's just so dumb.
There's some good ones here. How to be content in being single. Cause girl, I'm struggling.
Listen to last week episode.
Oh yeah. Definitely listen to last week's episode. I guess in short, just like,
love your life. No, but
being single is fun because when you're not even being single in the sense of like a boy, but like just like not having anyone to like attend to, I guess, and like just kind of like doing your thing is like so freeing. That when you're in a relationship, you're also so happy in a relationship, but you do, I feel like there are certain parts of being single that you do miss. So like the grass is always greener, I feel like. You know?
Yeah, I don't really know, honestly. Oh, like, we know I've never been in a relationship. Or at least like labeled BFGF, you know how it goes.
I think be content being single because like when you end up getting a relationship, you'll know it was worth it because you don't, I've never been this way. Brooke's never been this way. Like I know people that like literally have to have a significant other at all times.
Yeah.
And then, but they are sometimes more unhappy because they constantly need that validation. Whereas when you're single and like, you're so happy with yourself, like, you, once you are in a relationship, you won't be relying on them for like all of your happiness. So own your singleness right now. Just love your life. Just, I know you hear it 1,000 times, but just focus on yourself, because when you are in a relationship, you give a lot more than you do when you're single. And there's some things that are not given up. Like being in a relationship is so awesome. I'm not gonna be like, it sucks. Like I literally love it so much, but being single is kind of fueling yourself for the rest of your life. And like, I don't know, you don't get your 20s back or whatever it is that you're in.
I did get a comment the other day. I don't mean to like say this to discount your relationship, but it was like a comment the other day from a woman who was like older, and she's like, I would literally give anything to be single in my 20s again, like something like that.
People say
that. And
I
was like, dang, which makes me feel better. And you know, I always get I don't know how old you guys are that are doing this, but I would assume most of you are around our age. We are so young.
Oh, so young.
Like in the scheme of life, that's another comment that I get. I'm like, girl, you are 22. Like take a breath. Like,
I know, because everyone's just trying to grow up so fast these days.
Yeah.
Like, you have to too, but it's like, you're fresh out of college. Like, My parents, when they were fresh out of college, I don't think they were doing what we're doing right now. Society.
Relax. Life These things take so time. Yeah. It's so true. You will graduate. You will get a job. You will get married, you know, if that's what you want to do. No pressure. Like, and I think that we're just in such an era, too, where, like, life paths are different. Like, it's so normal to have children in your mid, later 30s, you know?
I don't want to have kids till I'm at least, like, minimum 30.
Yeah.
I think you're the same
way. Yeah, oh,
I mean,
my God.
That could change. Like, I'm not, like, saying anything, but, like, that's kind of how I see it. And I think, like, this is, like, so bad, but if this helps your mindset, like, if you wanted, you could go out in public and find a boyfriend tomorrow, or like a girlfriend. Like, you could go, but that would be settling. You know, you're just,
I like that. Yeah.
Remind yourself that you're just not settling. Like, there's a reason that you haven't met that person yet. Like, I had a period of time where I was like so happy with like being single and everything. And then I met Ryan and I was like, wait, like it makes sense. Like, I had my time to myself. And then I didn't date anyone for like literally a year, but then I met him and I was like, I'm so happy with myself right now, but I'm also meeting him and he was just such a good addition to my life. And it was like, it's so healthy. Mm-hmm. Whereas if I was like, oh, I just want a boyfriend, like whatever. Like, I don't know if I would have met him it would have just gone differently.
You can't go in with that approach. It just doesn't work. Yeah.
It just doesn't work. It's always when you're least expecting it. And I know it sucks, but everyone I know like says that and it's just true. Mm. And it's just something you have to drill in your mind.
Gives you like, I mean, you guys believe whoever you believe, God, universe, whatever. Like, I feel like there is like a higher plan in place for you. I genuinely believe
that. We were talking about it.
Yeah. Like, how there was people in my life who were removed from my life that I'm like, I needed you to be removed to clear my path. And I genuinely believe that with like a relationship thing too. And I feel like you have to believe it.
Everything happens for a reason. There's so many things that like go into this life, like so many elements, and it's so easy to make your decisions based on other people that sometimes it's like, oh, thank God that just was getting rid of, because you don't know what your life could have been if you like try to stick it out with them, or like everything's supposed to happen. You're supposed to just like live on with your life. Or like, I think I said this in a quote in the Happening like a month or two ago, like, they clear your path so like more better things can come in the way.
I love it. Yep.
It was something about like bad storms come. So there's, you know, like all this.
And there's
quotes.
Like a better rainbow. But it's honestly true. You have to deal with like the crap, getting rid of the crap, or
it
just
might be
going
a couple months. Might be a year.
Going through it. You mean? Yeah.
Like, it's not like
you're
tomorrow.
So right.
And
it's so easy for people to think like, oh, like it was bad. Now it will turn around tomorrow. Like, honestly, you might be in it for a minute. Like, it's okay. And it happens to people.
It makes you appreciate, though, like, how happy you are now. It makes you appreciate so many things. Like, I've talked about it before. Like, freshman year of college was rough for me. I was, like, I had to find new friends. Like, it was just, like, a whole new thing. And now that I'm literally, like, I can finally say, like, I'm thriving in college.
You are, though.
But freshman year, I was not. And I was, like, how are people, like, I'd look at Brooke, who had been there for a couple years.
Yeah.
And I was, like, how does she have such good friends? And, like, how is everyone so happy? Like, I don't get it. And now I'm, like, a junior, and I'm so happy. And even though freshman year sucked sometimes, I can appreciate it that much more because I went through it and I experienced it. And now I love my life even more now. But it takes time, which sucks. Time sucks.
It does. In the moment, it does suck. And you're like, you're going to feel like you're making no progress. But trust me, you're making so much progress. Like,
every day, just waking up, doing one little win, as we've talked about, like one little thing to improve your day every day, making someone smile, laughing, dancing, whatever it is. Like,
do you ever do that where you do the thing? Like, I was thinking back to this year, and I know that a lot happened in this year for me, but I just decided to go in my notes and like write down everything that happened in the past year. Like, just from turning 22 till, I'm not turning 23 till April, but I was like, I just like wanted to start making lists because I think it might be like a good video or something. Yeah.
That's cute.
And I was like, holy crap. So much happens in a year that you just brush under the rug and like forget about. And like, I don't know. So give yourself more credit than.
It is fun to remember things. Like, Brooke and I were filming a video earlier, like a Q&A for my channel. And it was like, what's some of your funniest memories together? Crazy things that have happened. Mm-hmm. And we really should sit down and like go through old vlogs and like think about it, because so much has happened and it's so easy to forget how many awesome things you did in that year, things you've accomplished.
Grease with the fridge in front of the door.
Oh my God, I haven't thought about that.
Did we say that story when we actually podcasted there?
I think we podcasted the night that we had the fridge in front of the door.
That was a crazy time. And the receptionist.
Oh my God, guys, Brooke.
You can say it.
Can we say it?
Yeah, I don't care.
Why haven't we said it before?
I guess I know. I think it was happening. Like, I don't think it happened yet. I'm pretty sure it happened like the night after.
Guys, Brooke. Brooke was, I'm trying to find the word I want to use.
I had a crush.
Fancied the receptionist of our hotel one.
Yeah,
at Santorini.
Well, yes, it was okay. That was so random. Okay, so we're out at the club in Santorini, which is like far into the city, like deep in there.
Yeah, like we were staying at a hotel, like honestly, outside, not even in Santorini.
Yeah, so 30 minutes away by car.
My God, I missed this trip.
It was so fun. And then we were literally in the club, fist bumping. We turn around, the receptionist.
The cute receptionist that Brooke had pointed out earlier was just next to us.
And we were like, oh my God, hi. He barely spoke English. Like,
it's like, hello.
I tried to get his name to add him on Facebook after everything. Well, then, you know, like we made out of the club. Okay. And then we went to the hotel.
That was so brushed under. No. So Brooke and him start chatting. And I'm like, oh my God. And we're all like, oh my God, it's the receptionist. Like, they're chatting.
Yeah.
And then I look over.
He's also older. We found that out later. He's got to be like, he was like 28, 29 or something. I was like, wow.
I just remember, though, like, looking over. And Brooke is just going off.
Stop. Oh my God.
And I was so proud, though. No, he was cute. You guys would be proud. Like, he was a cute Greek boy.
And he was very kind. It's just, the language barrier was strong.
Imagine, like, Brooke from Long Island. Like, I'm Brooke. What's your name? And he's like, Libujibba. And didn't he give you, like, his WhatsApp or something?
Yeah.
He gave you something, but not his name.
I back on my notes. Yeah, because
he gave you, like, a number.
And I was like, do you have Facebook? Like, what do you have that we could, like, stay in touch? No. Oh my gosh, that was such a weird situation because then we went back to the hotel and we were just hanging out. And then did he knock on our door to get us or how did that go down?
Oh, no, I remember. Oh my God. Okay, correct me if I'm wrong. So
we didn't have a lock on our door. You guys, this was so unsafe. We should not have done that. Like, looking back, like, I'm surprised that you allowed us to sleep in that room without a lock. After all of this went down, like, we left this guy and we were like, that was a little weird. But, like, it's fine. We don't have a lock on our door.
No, you're going too far. We have to explain.
Okay.
So we walked back. So I think he left soon after that. We stayed out later, I think. Or I don't really know. We were with, like, a group of people, so we had to wait.
Wait for the bus and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, so I remember we were like, oh, my God, like, that happened. The receptionist, we walk in, he's back. He's in front, he's behind the desk.
Uh-huh.
And we're like, okay, just, like, tiptoe, like, we're just going to walk past him.
Yeah, and then he was like, Brooke. Yeah, he definitely was like, he was like, what are you doing? He was like, party outside or something. And I was like, no, I don't want to. Like, I remember telling you, I was like, I don't want to, Danielle. Please don't make me. And you're like, you're going down there. And you, like, forced me to.
I'm about to say a different story about the lock, though. Was this before you guys?
That was the next morning. That was the next morning. Remember?
Oh, you were like, okay. So the next morning.
Yeah,
bro.
You were like, Brooke, you have to ask him about the lock. This is such a broken story. But I think we got back to the hotel. No, he called. He called our room. He called our room.
Wait, I'm getting so confused.
He called our room and he was like, hello. Like, I'm downstairs waiting for you guys. And we were like, what the fuck? Waiting for us. Like, we're like, what the heck? I was like, do you live here? And he's like, no, I just work here. We're like, why don't you go home? Like,
okay. So I guess backspace. So you hung out with him at the pool for like 30 minutes. That was it, right?
Yeah, we like sat by the pool and then I was like, I can't even converse with this guy. Unfortunately, he doesn't speak English. I don't speak Greek.
I know. I like threw you out there too. I like went and called Ryan and I was like, go with
the pool. You were like, it will be good. Just like go socialize with him. And then I was really trying and I was like, it's just so hard.
What are you talking about?
It was so broken and so hard. And
what did you guys talk about? Do you remember?
I remember Gabrielle was out there too. Like a few of our, I think Ariana might have come out too. Helped. Like a few of our friends kind of came by. So I was like, thank God. And I think you were on the phone with Ryan.
Yeah, I love.
Oh my gosh.
Well, so then Brooke came upstairs. Was that when we? Oh. So then you came upstairs, and shortly after, I was like, okay, let's close the door and lock it. And somehow the lock broke. I forget exactly. We couldn't get into our room. Our room wasn't working. And I think we broke the lock or something.
Oh, yeah. I remember. Oh, because then you were like, you have to go down and like.
And I was like, you have to go talk to him.
And I was like, oh, and then I was like, excuse me, by the way, like our lock is broken. And then he had to like come up and help us, like send up this whole crew.
And it didn't work. And so we had to
We pushed it in front of the door.
A refrigerator in front of. We slept with the refrigerator in front of our door because the door wouldn't shut. It wouldn't lock. It just wouldn't get shut.
Yeah.
Like the lock was out and they couldn't pull it back
in. And it was very windy. It was like a wind tunnel. Do you remember? The door kept like flinging open. It was like,
if we would open it, it would slam. And everybody like, there they are again. Like,
yep. Yep.
And
it was like pretty bad, actually.
It was just so funny because it was like after everything had happened with him, we had to ask him to help us with our lock. And he's like, you guys good with the, like, he literally saw us doing the fridge. He's like, that's okay. And
we're we were like, no, no worries at all. Like, we're like, of course.
But it wasn't okay.
It wasn't okay. I just didn't want to talk to him anymore. I think I was done. Like, I was like, have a good night.
I feel bad. I was just so nervous. I could not. I was laughing too hard to go talk to
him. I remember our goodbye. Do you remember the morning we were leaving that hotel and you were like, now you have to say your goodbyes? And I like went over to him, but then like our tour director was there and I didn't want her to like know. And I was like,
I remember I was drinking coffee and he was at the front desk. We were like in the breakfast area and I was like, you have to go say goodbye.
And I was like, have a good time. But he didn't give me any methods to he didn't give me methods to communicate with him. So I was like, what?
Long distance from Grace to Boston.
Yeah. What? That was a wild little.
Wow, we just really went on off a tangent, but that had to have been talked about. That was so funny.
I can't believe we never talked about that.
I think we were just like nervous because it had just so recent. Not that he would hear, but we didn't want the rest.
He just needs a translator for this. Yeah.
Big brother.
Big brother. So yeah, no. That trip was a, oh my gosh. I also like thought that I was into this other guy on the trip. Do you remember? Okay, we'll cut that off.
No, we must keep that in.
Okay, I'm not gonna say the name, but there's this other guy that I was like, I might be into him, and I like turned to Danielle, and Danielle was like playing wing woman because she would go and FaceTime Ryan every night. There was another time that I was outside the room, like I was sick outside the room. Danielle's FaceTiming Ryan inside the room.
I forgot.
This was a wild trip for Brooke. It really was. It was post grad me unleashed.
You were on a bender because the dance floor, the other, and
yeah, I know.
Mykonos.
But I thought that I was into this other, like day two of the trip, I was like, oh my God, this guy is so cool.
He's cool.
I don't even know how this happened, but Danielle started doing the perfect imitations of him. Do you remember the walking?
Yeah, he was just like, he walked really weird. And so he'd be, I'm so bad. He'd be like walking in front of us and I'd like imitate him walking.
No, it wasn't even just the way he walked. It was everything just about his, how he spoke,
he was just like an LA dude, like
what's happening?
happening, guys? Like, I don't know, it's just funny, but yeah, that was a time. Wow, I forgot about you being sick outside of our hotel room. I didn't exile Brooke. Brooke was like, no, seriously, like I'll be out here for a while.
Yeah, if you guys remind me, I definitely could put the Snapchat that I have on the story because it's like me next to a trash can, and then I'm like, Danielle's FaceTiming Ryan. This is me right now. Like,
it's like Danielle's FaceTiming her boyfriend. Meanwhile,
I'm like sitting next to a trash can, like on some like floor.
I remember there was a window too, and I like,
yeah, you're like, you good, buddy? I was like, I'll be okay. That was crazy. That because we stayed at like the place we stayed at in Mykonos was a club. Like it was
just rooms at a club. Like, well, you ate lunch at the club. Like we ate breakfast.
They
at
were like,
the club.
What are we drinking at like 11 o'clock? It was like BOGO cocktails. Do you remember that?
Oh my god. Yeah. Yes. Oh my god. They were huge,
and they were delicious. And then like it was like broad daylight and people were clubbing. Mykonos. That was so bizarre.
It was bizarre. Mykonos was like
a movie.
Life is a movie.
Greece was a movie. I don't even know how we told that story. That was such a random tangent. Oh, craziest memories together. They all stem from the Greece trip then. So we just have to do more crazy trips, I guess.
Yeah, see, we just sat down and like talked about some really funny things that happened in life. And there's just going to be more that happen like that. So I think this is like a good positive note to end on, you know, funny vibe.
That was so random. I feel like we gave like mediocre advice and then like told stories about how like trash I am.
They don't even make any sense, but no. They make sense to us. So
I feel like it's fun to go on like fun vacations and just do random stuff. It's not like I'm doing anything like too crazy. Like, let's face the facts. No.
I wish I need to be more fun.
You
so
are
funny.
Fun. Oh
no,
my
I
God.
Am fun, but I'm not that kind of fun. And I want to be more that.
Danielle
kind of
knows
fun.
When Danielle knows like logical stopping points, and I'm just like over here. Not actually though. Like I know how to keep myself safe and like get out. Like oh my gosh, yeah. I would never have done any of these like crazy situations if I didn't know that I had Danielle and like our other friend Gabrielle and Ariana there. Like I would never have done. Yeah. So I don't want to be out here like giving the wrong idea and being like
no. Brooke and I, we wouldn't be friends if like I wouldn't feel comfortable if you were like.
That next level of like,
yeah, I just, would,
yeah.
No. You're just
that was
perfect.
A wild time. It was though. I would recommend the EF Greece, ultimate Greece trip. If you're looking to have as much
Greek
fun
Island
as
trip,
tell our guy we said hi. I wonder what his name is. The receptionist. I bet he's still there.
I think it was George.
It was George.
I didn't want to say it, but I don't know why.
Oh my God, his name was George. Yeah,
George. His name was George.
And his name was George.
Yeah, I guess if you go on that trip, oh my God, someone's definitely going to go on this trip that listens to this podcast. Okay, when you stay in Santorini, if you stay at a hotel that's like literally in the middle of nowhere and there's like random ATVs all over the place and
the closest
cats,
place to get food is like a 5-minute walk down the street.
Yeah, like literally, and then if there's a cute receptionist, say hi to him. He's probably George.
Oh my God, and then there was another receptionist. Oh my God.
Oh, he wasn't bad. Wait, he had glasses. One of our friends? Oh my God. Yeah, one of our friends chatted with him.
Oh my
God. Wow. Okay. Memories.
But it's all good. Oh my God, don't leave me.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not. I was thinking...
No, I mean, don't leave me, like, stay in Boston forever.
Oh, I know. Let's just travel. We'll be together a lot this summer.
We will. And even in the coming few weeks, I think, with this Atlanta trip, I'm going to probably...
And Coachella.
Oh, so we're going
to...
Okay, so Atlanta, but I think that I might do Athens before. We have to figure that out.
Guys, Brooke might come early, literally, so she can come to a spin class. And like, that's not friendship goals. I don't know what. I have to make a sick playlist. Oh my God, I have to start making it now.
You have good music, I feel like.
No, I know, but like literally when like all my guy friends came, like I made it a very like frat like music. Like I tailored to the people coming.
Oh my gosh, wow. She's an artist.
I know. I think that's why I probably spend too much time on it, but it's just fun. And I don't teach that much compared to the instructors so it's just fine. I have more time to do it.
I would love that. Yeah. So I think I'm going to try to make it in town for Danielle's thing, but we do have our Atlanta show, Coachella. And then over the summer, I'm sure things will pop up for us.
Yeah, right? We really want to go to Bonnaroo. If you guys know anyone that has the hookup for Bonnaroo, we really want to go.
Yeah.
And we also...
We basically need to be, like, friends with, like, a DJ. I've come to the conclusion that, like, we need to be, like, a groupie of, like, a DJ or something and have them, like, be like, oh, my YouTube friends are here, you know?
Yeah. Lewis the Child, what up? That would be dope. Yeah, I don't know. So lots more to come for the gals on the go. Again, buy your tickets for the Atlanta show. We're so excited. Gosh. We can't wait to, like... Oh my God, it's gonna be so much fun. And like, if it goes well, like we said, like,
yeah,
like actually, if it goes well, like we're going to do more. Like,
yes, we also price the tickets reasonably, so
very reasonably.
Yes.
Like, we try to make it as cheap as possible.
We literally were like, what's the cheapest we can do?
If we could make it free, like, you guys know we would. We've never actually had a meetup where we had tickets.
Yes, and it's not about like, we're not trying to like make a quick buck, just so we're clear. It's not about that. Yes, no, it's literally just. We're paying for the facility and the people that are helping this event come to fruition.
Yeah, because sadly, Brooke and I just can't do it all.
No, this is our first time. We're like, if we tried to set it all up, it just probably wouldn't run smoothly. But this will be running efficiently.
Yeah.
Send the link to your friends. I feel like that's a fun little Sunday activity for friends.
Saturday.
Oh my gosh, am I okay? Saturday. Saturday is for the girls.
Saturday is for the gals. So it'll be so fun.
For the gals.
Oh, I'm so excited. So definitely let us know in the Facebook group if you're coming, or on Instagram at Gals on the Go Podcast. Merch, we're in it right now. It's so awesome. shop.podcast1.com/gals.
Oh my God.
I know. Next week's episode, we're going to be apart again. 880 something miles apart.
And we're back to one episode a week. So,
but we still talk all the time. Thank God. It's like really come to the point where I'll literally just call Brooke at random.
Oh no. Cause we'll be texting and we'll just be like, it's honestly just easier to FaceTime.
Yeah. Let me just call you.
It is.
It's so
Why don't
fun.
You call me into a spin class?
I know. I wish I could film a spin class. I'm like working on it. It could be fun.
That'd be a fun project.
Cause so many people, cause I feel like so many people, when we talk about spin, like they're like, the only spin I know is like what they do at like their gym, you know, like the well-lit rooms and like,
yeah,
I think it'd be really cool to like have people understand like why we love it so much. Cause I think some people just don't see it.
I would understand that.
So yeah. Oh my God. This was such a good episode. It was a long one too.
It
Hopefully
was.
You guys enjoyed it.
Yeah. Let us know what you guys want to, well, Facebook group, obviously Instagram at Danielle Carolyn at Brooke Michio, because we're doing videos too. So the content truly never ends.
Yes. The day we're posting this, we post videos too.
Yeah.
There's lots of content. There's so much. Wednesdays are always such a big
Wednesdays
content
are
day.
For the content.
So after you listen to this episode, which you're about to be done with, go to youtube.com/BrookeMichio, youtube.com/DanielleCarolyn. Is that your URL?
I think so.
Or is
so.
It Perfect Beauty?
No. Oh my God.
Whatever it is, just go subscribe to us on YouTube. We both posted videos.
Collabs. We did. Yay. We love you guys so much, and we'll see you in Atlanta.
See you in Atlanta. ATL, baby. Bye, guys.
Bye. Mwah.
Saving money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now. Save.